Dorian lowered her head and continued disassembling Crewman Jones. She had removed Muriel's machine parts first, her arms and various synthetic organs she'd replaced in her 28 short years of life, and was now working on removing the bones of her ribcage. As she cut each one out, she cleaned the bone of all meat and blood and stacked it with the others in a complex geometric pattern off to her left. Joan's skull and spine were laid carefully in the center of the design. They, too, now burned free of all fleshy material. Material that had once made up a beautiful face, framed by shimmering golden locks. A face with laughing eyes that shimmered like the lapping ripples in a swimming pool. A face with perfect, pouty lips that Jonas had kissed only that morning. Lips his own would never touch again. The smell of seared flesh reached his nose then, and he cringed. While he knew full well the rancid odor and the white skull lying there belonged to Muriel Jones, his mind couldn't yet make the leap that she was gone.